Unit 4. On Top of the World.
Kathmandu, Nepal.
Picture 1.
As a boy in Wales, Tom Whittaker had his heart set on climbing mountains. He moved to the U.S. and became a skilled climber.
2.
In 1979, a drunk driver hit his car. Whittaker, then age 30, lost his right foot. This was a bitter pill to swallow.
3.
However, he refused to give up climbing. Instead, he decided to break new ground as a disabled person. He set his sights on Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. It's also the most dangerous. 1 in 6 climbers dies there.
4.
Year in and year out, for more than 10 years, Whittaker trained hard for his dream.
5.
With the help of doctors and engineers, he designed a strong artificial foot to climb the terrible mountain.
6.
In 1989, Whittaker made a first attempt to climb, but bad weather forced him back. In 1995, he made a second attempt. This time, illness forced him back.
7.
Finally, in 1998, Whittaker reached the roof of the world. "I arrived just as the sun came up," he said. He was on top of the world.
8.
Whittaker made history as the first disabled person to climb Mount Everest.
Page 22, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
Kathmandu, Nepal. As a boy in Wales, Tom Whittaker had his heart set on mountain climbing. He moved to the U.S. and became a skilled climber. In 1979, a drunk driver hit his car. Whittaker, then age 30, lost his right foot. This was a bitter pill to swallow. However, he refused to give up climbing. Instead, he decided to break new ground as a disabled person. He set his sights on Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. It's also the most dangerous. 1 in 6 climbers dies there. Year in and year out, for more than 10 years, Whittaker trained hard for his dream. With the help of doctors and engineers, he designed a strong artificial foot to climb the terrible mountain. In 1989, Whittaker made a first attempt to climb, but bad weather forced him back. In 1995, he made a second attempt. This time, illness forced him back. Finally, in 1998, Whittaker reached the roof of the world. "I arrived just as the sun came up," he said. He was on top of the world. Whittaker made history as the first disabled person to climb Mount Everest.
Page 23, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
Tom had a difficult life after his car accident. But he refused to give up his dream. He set his sights on climbing Mount Everest. And breaking new ground as a disabled person. Year in and year out for 10 years, he trained hard. He made 2 attempts to climb the mountain. But bad weather and illness forced him back. Finally, in 1998, he made history.